I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now. Everywhere you listen.
Zaya, an Inanna Sarkis production presented by Realm. Episode 3.
You ready to tell us what you know?
What are you talking about? Ugh, what the fuck, Gabs?
Gabby, what are you- How about now?
She's just pissed I left her.
You didn't leave me. You pussied out and I almost ended up in jail.
I had more to lose than any of you.
Guys, can we focus?
Hold on. You're Riot's sister.
Riot? Ramsey's handle online. We all used one. That's how we found Travis. C3, that's his handle.
You look like him. I always wondered where he got Riot from. Doesn't describe him.
Who the fuck is Ramsey's, Trav?
What?
What do you know about the Circle?
Maybe a group of criminals? The cartel? People who clearly have a tie with the cops.
They have something to do with taking my brother.
Wait, Riot's missing?
Don't act stupid.
What the hell, man? I don't know anything.
Then why did you run?
Survival instinct? I saw Gabby burst in, so I ran the other way.
Look, I have no clue what my brother was involved in, but all I know is that he spoke to you last.
Yeah, he asked me about activating a chip.
What fucking chip?
My own little invention. I call it the RN900.
The what?
Oh, man. Do you know what an SD card is?
An SD,
A memory card?
Oh, yeah, like for a camera?
Where do I even start?
Keep it simple, Travis.
Don't patronize me, Gabs.
Sorry. Continue. Please.
A memory card is just a way of storing information in a physical format that you can read later, with the right equipment.
Simple enough. But why did my brother want one?
I'm getting to it. Now, my invention, the RN900, isn't just any memory card. It's really small, heavily encrypted.
So he asked you for an encrypted chip?
Riot asked me to make a chip from scratch, one of a kind. Something large enough to store a few gigs worth of material, but small enough to easily hide and strong enough to not be easily destroyed.
And why would he want that?
I don't ask questions. I just do what I'm paid to do. It's safer that way.
Come on. He must have told you something.
I'm serious, Gabs. I gave him the chip last week. He paid me in crypto. No questions asked.
I knew we missed something.
What do you mean?
The clue. The thing that I told you Ramsey's left behind for us. It wasn't a USB key. He hid a chip somewhere out there.
At the house? I mean, Gabs, we looked everywhere.
Good luck finding it. Even if he had, no way you would see it. I made it real small. See that little pendant you're wearing? Smaller than that.
Here, take this. Keep it safe. Don't come out no matter what. It's gonna be okay, Say.
Wait.
I'd like to say I outdid myself on this.
Gabby, I need a hammer.
Why?
What do you need a hammer for? She doesn't need a hammer.
Do you have one?
Shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean all that before. I was just joking. No,
yeah.
No more smartass.
Sure, hold on.
Come on, I told you everything I know.
Here, now what do you... Zaya, have you lost your mind?
Look, Rami gave me this necklace right before they took him. I think he was about to tell me something, but then they broke in. Look, it's a circle pendant. Break the circle. Ugh. I didn't get it at first, but this has to be the circle he was talking about.
That's it? That's my chip. Look how perfect it looks, even after you smashed it with a hammer a dozen times. Let's see anyone else do that.
I'm impressed. Can you load it up?
Yes, obviously, but you're going to have to untie me first. Unless you know how to access it yourself?
If I untie you, you better not fuck with us, or I'll make your life a living hell.
You already do.
There.
Hand me my bag. The chip may be strong, but one wrong move on the inside and it can all turn to shit.
Okay, but you made it. So you can obviously access it and find out what's inside, right?
You make it sound so easy. But yes. Yes, I can. Gabs, I need your laptop.
Okay.
Plug the reader in. The chip's already in there.
Okay, so now what? It's plugged in.
Open up the terminal. Here. Can I just...
Fine. But I'm watching you.
Well?
Hold on. Just have to install these dependencies and voila.
I don't get it. I don't see anything.
Shit. He added a second layer of encryption.
But you can deal with it, right? You can figure it out.
Let's see. This is surprisingly really well done.
So you made a chip that you can't even access?
I make things. I don't break into things. This isn't my area of expertise.
Well, how are we gonna get into it?
I might know someone. She's young, but she's the best.
Who?
Willow. You know her, Travis?
Yeah. We used to run raids together on Trident League.
In English, please.
We played video games together.
Okay, perfect. So let's call her and do that IRL thing.
IRC. Yeah, I mean, I could just bring you to her, but there's one catch.
What?
Willow's family situation is truly fucked. Her parents are rich, family jet type rich. They don't really care much about their problem child. From what I hear, she acted out one too many times and put the family's name in jeopardy. So they put her in this private rehab center. She's been off the grid for a couple years.
Where's the rehab center?
Someplace called Sheltered Brook. Here, I'll pull it up.
Okay, that's not far.
So what's the plan?
First, we're gonna figure out who her relatives are.
The hard part will be spoofing a call by rerouting the signal. I can rig something up, but we're gonna have to cut out the landline.
What about me?
You're the main talent. Okay. Ready?
I don't know. Are you sure I should be the one going in? Maybe you should do it.
I can't pull off being Willow's cousin. We don't look related at all. Anyway, I need to be out here to intercept the call. You'll be fine. Just follow the plan and Travis will be right there.
Remind me how I got roped into this?
Because it would kill you to not know what's on that chip.
True.
Got the spoofer ready?
Yeah, of course. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, I have the voice changer on.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Hello, I'm Filthy Rich. Now do as I say, or I'll sue you, you wanker.
Wow, how does that even... That sounds nothing like you.
Yeah, that's the point. Okay, I saw a relay box that connects to the landline on the far side of the building when we pulled up, around that corner. I'll wait in the car. You guys call me on the burner as soon as you get out there.
Too easy.
Hey, Gabby, we found it.
From here.
I'm cutting the landline now. Okay, that's it. They can't call out.
Still clear.
Let's go.
Wait. There's a guard up front. Move. Come on, you pain in the ass, rent-a-cop. Okay, we're clear. Remember, you're rich and you're British.
Hello?
How can I help you?
We're here looking for the doctor.
Dr. Harrington.
That's right, to pick up my cousin.
And who would that be?
Willow Egerton.
Could I get your names, please?
I'm Clarissa Egerton, and this is...
James.
My fiancé.
One moment. Good afternoon, sir. Someone to see you? Miss Clarissa Egerton? She says she's here to pick up her cousin, Willow Egerton? Yes, all right. I'll take you to see him, if you'd follow me.
Doesn't look like I imagined.
No, we try and keep a nice, clean, healthy atmosphere for our patients. Dr. Harrington feels they do best under these conditions.
Yes, of course, very...
Sterile.
Right this way, Miss Egerton.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Welcome. You must be...
Harissa Egerton, of course.
I'm James.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Do take a seat.
So what can I do for you, Clarissa?
Yes, we're here for my cousin. Willow.
Oh, yes, Willow. She's doing quite well here. Some very promising results. But I am a bit curious because her mother never mentioned that anyone from the family would be visiting today.
Well, she actually requested us to come.
It's just that Willow has been with us for quite some time now, and, well, you are her first visitors.
Oh, no, no, no. We're not here to visit. No, my aunt sent us here to take her home. They're moving back to London.
Oh. Well, that's highly unusual.
Is something wrong?
It's just a bit strange that she wouldn't have contacted me directly first.
Yes, well, Auntie is quite the busy one.
Quite busy, as it were.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, they've scheduled the jet this evening, so we really must get going.
I'm afraid I can't. Mrs. Egerton would need to be here to sign for her own daughter. It's just protocol. You understand?
I understand. But I'm sure you can bend the rules and make a little exception, as my family spent nearly...
$430,563.54.
On your little center here. You wouldn't want Auntie to be upset, would you? Maybe there's another way.
I suppose I could give her a call and see exactly what can be done.
I'm sure she'll be thrilled at having her already stressful day interrupted. But what do I know? Call her if you must.
Blasted landline. Emma! Emma!
Yes, Doctor?
It's the damn line. It's down again. Get someone around to fix it. Send one of the boys, please.
Yes, of course, Doctor.
Everything all right?
Yes, fine. I'll just use my cell. Bear with me here.
Great.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Errington from the Sheltered Brook Rehabilitation Centre. Mrs. Egerton, I'm calling about your daughter, Willow.
Yes, I sent my niece over to you to pick her up. Has she arrived?
Yes, I have a cousin here and a fiancé. I just wasn't...
Errington, I don't have time for chit-chat. I am moving back to London. The jet is coming in shortly. I need my daughter here packed and ready.
Mrs. Egerton, we have been looking after Willow for quite some time now. I'm just a little bit caught up.
Caught off what, Harrington? I am set on this, and it isn't all that difficult. A profit's all you're after.
Absolutely, but we do require signature. It is mandatory to sign in person.
Nonsense! What are we, living in the dark ages? Email the paperwork to Clarissa and she'll send them to my assistant immediately.
Mrs. Egerton, I fully understand,
good.
But
That's all.
Well then, perhaps you should get the paperwork ready while we go and get Willow.
I'll be right on it, yes. Okay, great, yeah.
Some guests to see you, Miss Egerton? I'll just leave you to it then.
I told you I'd come for you.
Travis? No way. I can't believe you're actually here.
Surprise!
Yeah.
You can let go now.
Sorry. I was just making sure it wasn't the drugs.
Drugs? This is a rehab spot.
Crazy, right? Drugs to get you off the drugs, apparently.
This is Aya.
Nice to meet you.
You too. How did they even let you in here, though?
It required a master plan and everything. It was a whole...
And they're letting me out.
Not if we don't hurry up. Grab your things. Unless you want to be stuck here for another who knows how many years.
Done.
That's everything?
Pretty much. I'm a simple girl.
And done. I just emailed the signed release papers.
Release papers? You learned a thing or two the past few years.
Ready?
Yeah. I haven't had this much excitement since I set my teacher's desk on fire.
This place is borderline creepy.
Imagine how I feel. I've been trapped here for 2 years.
I can't believe your family would actually put you in here.
I can.
Fuck!
Hey!
Shit!
Hey!
Don't look back. Just keep walking. Just keep walking.
You free! Miss Edgerton, stop!
Should we stop?
Don't stop!
I am talking to you. Hey, move up! Willow!
Oh!
You didn't hear me?
Hi, Mark. Sorry, I was in my own world.
I heard today's your big day.
You're gonna miss me?
Of course. Hey, I forgot to pick this up after you checked out.
What's this? Hey, my phone!
Is this your family?
Yes.
Would you say your names are again?
I'm Clarissa, and this is James.
Right. Well, take care. And Willow, stay out of trouble. I don't want to see you back here.
Well, I don't want to see you either.
Take care, kiddo.
Okay. Bye! Everyone strapped in?
Strapped and ready.
Wow. I can't believe that actually worked. Did you guys see the look on his face?
I might even be a little impressed.
3 for 3, Zaya. You gotta trust me. My ideas might seem crazy, but they work.
Yeah, until they don't.
Gabby?
Welcome back, Willow.
What are you doing here?
That's a long story.
Don't get me wrong, I'm super thankful, but I know there's a catch.
Look, my brother's been kidnapped. We really need your help.
Straight to the point, Zaya. But yeah, she summed it up.
What can I do to help?
We need you to hack into an encrypted chip.
Easy enough. Trav, you couldn't do it yourself.
This isn't your regular chip.
So you need a pro. I get it. I'm flattered.
I know you don't even know me yet, but I really appreciate this.
You don't have to explain. I do have one condition, though. I'm gonna need some fire food. Ugh, like I'm thinking fresh out of the oven Krispy Kremes.
So what's so hard here?
We can't decrypt the chip.
And I made it.
Let me get this straight. You created a chip that you can't decrypt.
Yeah, tell me about it. Real genius.
Well, this is gonna be fun. Guess all that free time I had in rehab came to good use. I've read like every hacker book you can think of. Plus some super sexy fantasy ones just to escape and, you know. Anyway,
Let me check this out. Okay. I see what you did here.
Well,
next thing I need is a soda and another donut.
I got you.
Oh, yeah. Now that hits the spot. You know they don't let us have fizzy drinks in the center? Outrageous. Something to do with sugar being the devil's powder. Anyway, I'm done.
What? Already?
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Wow.
I mean, if I had the time, I could have done it too, but I just knew.
Sure, Travis. Sure. Okay, let's see what's so important here.
Hold on. Wait, pull that up. That's Rami.
Play it.
If you're listening to this, something has gone very, very wrong.
Zaya is created by, directed by, and starring Inanna Sarkis. Written by Inanna Sarkis and Enkesh Chandaria. Produced by Inanna Sarkis and Constance El Hoy. Production company True North Productions. Performed by Haley Law as Gabby, Jacob Patalan as Travis, Suki Waterhouse as Willow, Samir Salem as Ramses, Megan Olson as Emma, Kyle Chevron as Harrington, Georgia King as Mrs. Egerton, Brian McKinley as Mark. Sound design by Maria Claudia Mora. Mixing and mastering by Sam Baer. Audio editing by James Tose and Logan Ramju. Theme song by Torin Martinez. Original theme music by Sicker Mann. Script supervisor by Brenda K. Watchell. Sound recording by Dana Kopetsky. Cover art by Kendall Thomas and Wolfgang Ingber. Find more shows like Zaya by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.